With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Christopher Byron knew there was something wrong the day he reported for his first day on the job in 1983 as an editor at Time Incorporated's soon-to-be-published magazine, TV Cable Week.
There were workmen still putting up the walls. None of the bathrooms worked. In the middle of all of this, there were computer engineers attempting to hook up a multi-million dollar computer system with jackhammers going in the building with clouds of dust. It was a very bizarre situation. How could the company's management allow this to occur? There were 250 people tripping all over each other.
Christopher Byron suspected a colossal failure in the works.
I kept every memo. I made notes of my meetings. And I began asking everybody I could, how did this happen?
Christopher Byron describes how it happened in his book, The Fanciest Dive.
The company's brass essentially figured, hey, we're the biggest in magazines, we're the biggest in cable. If we put out a magazine for the cable industry, how can it miss?
So, with only the most limited amount of market research, the people in charge at Time, Inc. appropriated $100 million to launch TV Cable Week.
There was essentially no one individual in charge of anything. It was groups of people, often with their own individual corporate and political and career agendas at stake, who were seeking to advance their own interests.
After just 25 issues, virtually no readership, and the loss of $1 million a week, Time folded TV Cable Week. It was a corporate management fiasco that Time is still paying for in layoffs, cutbacks, and a weakened financial situation that could make it prey for a hostile takeover. It's all in Christopher Byron's business horror story, The Fanciest Dive, originally published in 1986 and now a Plume New American Library paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.